Clarence Arnold, Henk Dateman, Racina Fralini, and Gwian Van Tiem. You see things very clearly, which are not true.
They confessed to me.
Baptiste Mapundi, Vanda Domkowska.
They came to me and made their confessions.
Text from Manu.
There is evil in the world and it must be confronted.
Tell him that's our job.
Let me help.
Yeah, that'll do.
Call Dave again. In fact, why don't you go down there and sit with him? I don't want Arnold slipping out the back way again.
All right.
Hello, Inspector.
Any sign of Manu?
I'm afraid not. You could try Terence Arnold. He said he had to see him about something this afternoon.
At his flat?
Yeah. Or his office.
His office?
He has a little office on the High Street, above the hairdressers.
Terence! Mr. Arnold! It's the police! Open the door! Open the door now, Terence. I want to speak to Father Emmanuel. Is he in there? Is he all right, Terence?
India Foxtrot 745 to control.
Go ahead, India Foxtrot 745.
Control, I'm at 33 Fortress Road, NW5, top floor flat. Possible disturbance inside, but I can't get in. I'm going to try the fire escape. Could you send uniform back up, please?
Watch.
Manu, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I was just watching this.
How's Terence?
How does he look?
Dead.
Yes, he's dead.
What happened?
I killed him.
You did?
Yes.
Why? Manu, did he attack you? You're bleeding, Manu.
It's okay. They are self-inflicted. I was just experimenting.
Experimenting?
Yes.
Why did you stab him, Manu? Were you defending yourself?
I want you to watch something. It's on his laptop. I'll just bring it up. That's why. You see? He came to me for absolution. They all did. Terence Arnold, Henk Dateman, Rosina Fralini, and Gwian Van Tiem, all of them, Baptiste Mapundi, they came to me. They confessed their sins, and I made a list. Of course, not an actual list. I didn't write it down.
Manu, we have to call the paramedics.
No, we don't.
He could still be alive, Manu.
I don't care.
Let me check his pulse.
Get back from him.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere.
Please, take a seat.
Manu, seriously, you're bleeding quite a lot.
Sit down. When I first came to London, I kept seeing these buses, the red buses, with the advertising sign saying, there probably isn't a God, so relax and enjoy your life. You know? And I thought, this must be irony, right? The British sense of humour. You are saying to all the thieves, the armed robbers, the child molesters, the wife beaters, the murderers, hey, there probably isn't a God, so relax and enjoy your life. You are putting this on the side of a bus?
Manu, let me...
Please be quiet and listen. I am making my confession. Be true to yourself. This is what I hear the young people saying always. Be true to your own nature, and if your nature happens to be the nature of someone who enjoys cruelty, go ahead, be cruel. No, Manu, we don't mean that, but it's what you say, right? Don't worry, enjoy your life. There probably isn't a God, you will get away with it. And it made me think. And I thought, you know, yes, they are right. Because every few weeks someone will come to me for reconciliation, what you probably call confession, and they will confess to me something that makes my blood run cold. Something sexual, usually. Internet, pornography, children, neglect. Oh, Father, my 5-year-old son was complaining of toothache, but I took him to school anyway because there is a man at work who I'm interested in, and I think he may be interested in someone else, so I really didn't want to take the morning off just to take my son to the dentist, so I gave him aspirin. Child aspirin, of course. And I took him to school, and the school phoned at lunchtime to say he had to go to hospital because of the pain, and it was an abscess. Well, how was I supposed to know it was an abscess, Father? I'm not a doctor, am I? So then I had to leave work early to go and get him from the hospital, so it was all a waste of time, because the man I'm interested in then went for a drink with the other woman, and that was the end of my chances. And now I feel bad, Father. I feel bad. So please, could you give me absolution? And I give them absolution, this scum. I give it to them. What good have I done? To give absolution from betrayal? Betrayal of wives? From prostitution? From hitting a wife? From hitting a child? From humiliation, the invisible currency of everyday life for ordinary people. None of them monsters, none of them Hitler or Satan. Jesus, I mean, people complain about the Catholic Church's obsession with sex, but just look around you. Look at the damage it causes. The parents it takes away from children, the husbands it takes away from wives, the people whose confidence is destroyed, whose trust, whose ability to be happy is crushed for the rest of their lives because a man wanted to enjoy life, to have sex with a woman he is not married to look at child pornography while his children sleep in the next room. And so to prison he goes, or to live with another woman, and it is someone else who must bear the cost now and for the rest of their lives. And all because a man cannot be continent, cannot be satisfied with one woman. And this man comes to me for absolution, and I have to give it to him. I have to. Because in that moment, he is contrite. In that moment. 10 hours later, he's in the pub relaxing and enjoying life. Talking to a woman he wants to have sex with, relaxing and enjoying life. But hey, let's not make him feel bad about it, because we are here not to be kind to each other, not to be gentle with each other, not to take care of each other, but to enjoy ourselves, to relax. And in all this, what have I done? What have I done? I have helped people to stop worrying. Rosina Frolini, her name has been changed. She has a new identity because her husband is serving 16 years for drug trafficking. Millions of pounds of heroin, millions. And they never found the money, not a penny. And she has a big, shiny car, and her children go to private school. And she comes to me, and she asks me for absolution. And Henk Dateman, he knocked a woman down on the pedestrian crossing and he kept driving because he was drunk, you know? He didn't want to be breathalyzed and he felt bad about it, so he came to me for absolution. And Baptiste Mapundi, one night he was driving home with a drunk woman in the back of his cab and...
What did he do?
What do you think he did? Why do you think he was asking me for absolution? And then to see him smiling on the high street, chatting to the flower seller and laughing without a care in the world, without a worry, enjoying his life.
Why did you kill Father Pat?
He heard my confession. He said I should go to the police and hand myself in. He said if I didn't, he would do it himself. He would break the seal of the confessional and tell you what I had done.
So you killed him?
Yes, of course I did. And now you are going to tell people what I have done.
Well...
Well, what? What I have told you must remain between us. Do you understand? The work that I am doing, it must continue. They will come to me, these people with bad consciences, and they must be allowed to come. They will tell me what they will tell no other. And I will give them penance.
Manu.
This work must go on.
No. 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 No!
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Grant our brother Terence a place of rest and peace where the world of dust and ashes has no dominion. Confirm us in our hope that he will be created anew on the day when you will raise him up in the glory to live with you and all the saints forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
My service, Father.
Ah, thank you, Sergeant.
You seem well. Recovering.
I have some stitches still to take out, but yes, I can't complain.
To be honest, I'm amazed you agreed to do this today, in the circumstances.
Well, you know, I think it's important to bear witness in whatever small way.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to ask you, I would like, if possible, to speak at Inspector Flood's funeral. Nothing religious, of course. I know she was not like that, but I would like to make a tribute because she saved my life.
Well, I'll pass the message on, Father. I'm sure that'd be much appreciated.
Thank you, John, if you would do that for me.
You spend all day listening to lies, sifting the chaff from the grain. Some coppers say you develop a sixth sense. You can sniff out a porky. But I think that's crap. What happens is you get lost. You read the wrong signals. In your desperation, you see things very clearly, which are not true.